Everyone, welcome to NFT Happy Hour. And today we're going to be talking about Stargaze. We're going to be doing an NFT NYC recap. Joe, I'm trying to send you the mic, please. I think you're dragging. So skip the space, join us again, and I will send you the co-host as well. Okay, looks like it's Friday and people are having fun, as you can hear from my background. Really noisy. But before we start, I want to give you guys a little introduction. If you're listening to the recorded, well, welcome here. Hope you guys have your favorite drinks with you, because you know what? It's Friday and we're coming with a lot of things to share. My name is Maria. I am an artist and illustrator behind Woman from Cosmos, which is in the audience as well. And I'm hosting NFT Happy Hour with my partner in crime, Joe, which is a content creator, not only in the Cosmos ecosystem, but also covering all different news in the Web3 space. Joe, I'm seeing you're here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was on a different browser and I was like logged in and I had no sound. So I realized it was the browser. I logged off, I came back on, and now I'm actually here. So thank you for killing this last 4 minutes while I got ready.
That's absolutely okay. Well, I don't know if you know, guys, but let me tell you, Joe is not only a content creator, he's also a moderator in events in real life. So, Joe, I don't know how you have planned to start this.
You're funny.
But
what does it mean to be a moderator in real life when you're on Twitter Spaces? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I think it gives you more status, I have to say, because guys, it's easy to moderate spaces on Twitter, kind of, but you know, to have to face people and talk in front of people in real life in the middle of a club is not that easy. So kudos to you, to be honest. You have really great question. I don't know how you want to start this space. I took 100 pictures of yourself, which by the way, I have to share with you. But I was, guys, like the proud mama, you know, like taking picture, recording videos, like, yes, 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 there he is. So, yo, let us know, how do you want to start today?
I think we should recap NFT NYC, and then any of the creators who want to come up can definitely come talk about their projects. I had a couple projects that say they wanted to come on. I don't see them yet. So, of course, we're going to start without them because, I don't know, people that join this regularly know this is like more about like banter between Maria and Joe. This is not always about like a specific NFT project. So if you're good with that, I'm good with that. What do you think?
I mean, I'm good with that. And I'm sure that they have been missing us because, guys, you know, last week it was NFT NYC. I'm sure that you have seen it on your feed on Twitter. A bunch of people having fun, going to events. And obviously we were there. We were there maybe next year with a real NFT happy hour. But yeah, I think we should start talking about the events and doing a little recap. You want to start with Web3 and cover, or you want me to cover like the main conference?
Yeah, so let's start with Web3 Uncovered because it was just like, it's just like so well put together. If people listening don't know, our good friend Amanda, who her Twitter handle is Vacation on Twitter, she is a really good organizer of IRL events. And recently she basically became official. She started a company and she kind of took the plunge into Web3 organizing full time. And Maria, you have to agree, like that was a really good event that she was able to plan. And for people listening, there's like this inside joke, which I don't think is funny at all. But they say that like developers are like like getting developers to cooperate is like trying to herd cats. Did you ever hear that expression, Maria? It's like a weird...
Well, I hear it. I think I see it as well. But I have to say that the event was amazing. Just to put you in the situation, guys, last year she was hosting as well an event, and she have like different marketplaces, people represented, different ecosystem, and it was amazing. And this year she decided to do it again. We have also an amazing DJ, which I love. The event place was crowded. I think everyone was really into the conversation. And to be honest, I feel like it was like really well, you know, like you guys went with the flow. The questions were pretty cool. Even my friend who is not into NFTs, neither crypto, neither the Web3, she enjoyed. So I would say kudos to you guys.
Yeah, I think if you just showed up, like you bought a ticket. I don't even think you had to buy a ticket. I think you just had to like reserve like your space because the venue was not that big and it was packed. And I don't know if there were like 200 people there, but there was a good amount of people there for this event. And just to talk about NFTs, I shouldn't even talk about NFTs. I should say to discuss or hear NFT marketplaces discuss NFTs. And I thought it was good. So we had a representative from Stash, which is on Secret Network. We had a representative from Magic Eden, that was Johnny. We had a representative from Archway, that was Manav from Amber. We had Gelato, and I'm missing the next one. Who am I missing from that list, that distinguished list?
Gelato, Stash, Magic
Eden,
Archway. Yes, we're missing one, but I don't recall. But I have to say as well, guys, before this event was the Magic Eden Yacht Party. And I was so proud to see Yoni coming because, you know, like coming from a Yacht Party, everyone were going downtown to Manhattan to attend this event. And
Wait. What kind of party was it?
Oi. What? Oop. Sorry.
What happened to your New York accent? What kind of party was it? Say it again.
Yacht party? Una fiesta en el yate? I don't know how to call it. Oh, it's not yacht party. Yacht party.
It was a
how
yacht
you
party.
Say yacht party?
Yacht. Yacht. I heard the yacht didn't move. Is that true?
Okay, yeah, party, whatever you call it. Yes, no, obviously, where you're gonna go? Like, guys, it was raining like crazy, a storm. The yacht, whatever you call it, was huge, three floors full of DJs, I have to say. And then it was pretty cool to see everyone then moving to Amanda's events, to be honest.
Yeah, so Amanda's like very skilled at getting these panels and these different speakers, because it's very hard to get these builders and developers in Web3 to actually show up at a specific time to do something. And she told me she was organizing this like a few months ago, and I knew because I've been to her other events in and around New York City. I was like, this is going to be awesome. I have to do it. And then I don't remember begging to be involved, but I got involved somehow. And I thought it was great. I wish I could do like almost all IRL events and almost no online events. Tank is in the audience. He knows what I mean. It's so hard to organize these people and nail them down to a specific time. But of course, when there's something in it for them, they all show up like 10 minutes early. And it was great. Like the speakers were just awesome.
Oh, 100%. Well, I wish I couldn't attend to more in real life events, to be honest. Not easy, guys, not easy. I know for you guys being in US, okay, but for the ones who are traveling from Europe, it's not that fun. But also have to mention that this event got also an opportunity to support a charity, which was Ronald McDonald House of New York. And during this event, we didn't only have like a panel with different people to, you know, representing different marketplaces, but also we got different pieces exhibited that were put on action to donate the funds to this charity, which was the one that Amanda was supporting. And I think we have to say with proud that $1,341 were raised for Ronald McDonald House of New York. So thank you to everyone for making it possible as well.
Yeah, and I actually have to complain a little bit about the event because there wasn't any food. But that's my only complaint.
But it was alcohol, and we all know that when you're going to NFT events, people only care about that.
That's true, but I thought, I don't know why I thought there was going to be food, but that was the only thing, and I didn't even notice it till I left. That was like when I left, I just took an Uber because it was raining really bad. So I took an Uber and I was like, oh my God, like where was the food? Like, but that's okay. Amanda's not perfect, but she's pretty damn close.
I mean, if you were to the judge party, your party,
what?
You would have got food because it was food there. Then that was like the after party. And then the Stargaze event, the after party of the after party.
All right. Well, next time I'll bring my own food, but I thought it was awesome. And like I said, I've been to a couple of Amanda's events in and around New York City. And what I like about the events, and maybe like NFT Nashville can like learn from this a little bit, it's not just like all people talking. She specifically told me, she's like, hey, don't talk too much. Don't let them talk too much because this is social. We want people to socialize. So it was really cool that people in the audience got to talk to all the people that were involved in the panel. And the panel was still like roughly, like, I don't know, it was like an hour. It was a good amount for being at a bar. It was a good amount of time. The audience was very patient. And then we called it quits after some good, insightful Q&A. And oh yeah, the other place that we didn't mention, it was ZK Pass. They had their marketing or like biz dev guy show up. So he wasn't a developer. He was a good addition to the panel, I have to say.
Oh yes, I really enjoyed. I think it was like really diverse, which at the end of the day is what you want, right? And also being able to see people like getting together from different ecosystems is what you said. Like at the end of the day, that was the goal. And I think Amanda definitely accomplished that.
Oh yeah, no, I hope that we can coordinate a little more in the future. And I would like to, well, basically I'll just like spill the beans here. Amanda's going to help plan NFT Nashville with us. So I think it's going to be good. I think NFT Nashville, and Tank is in the audience. Tank, if you want to come up, just please, anyone that's in the audience, come request the mic. There's no agenda today. I feel like NFT Nashville was so good, but if I had one critique, I would say like you could tell that it was organized and like it was put on with like pure brute force. There was no women's touch. And I think this year, like Amanda's like touch like and voice of reason will be very welcome. She's not here, and I don't know. I guess we should have invited her because we're going to like talk about her behind her back, but that's okay. Anyone else who wants a mic, just come up. There's no audience. There's creators in the audience. Don't be shy. I see Signal. I see Whale Mom. I see others. I'm sure there's others that I can't see because Twitter's buggy. Oh, I see ONFT. Just come up. We'll shoot the shit for a little bit. Oh, Five on It. You guys don't know this, but Five on It actually taught me how to use my video editing software remotely, and is also the man behind the wonderful collection. And his is the Texas flag. I could see that. What the hell was that called? It was Newts. It was like ugly Newts, something like that. Bored Newts. Something special on Stargaze. I'm just kidding. But yeah. So we needed a women's touch for NFT Nashville. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, let me tell you, if you're going to get Amanda on board, it's going to be amazing for sure. Also, you forgot to mention that one of the bad of NFT Nashville was that I wasn't there. But well, I'm going to forgive it. Okay. Yes,
actually,
because it's
actually
been a
this
while.
Time around, I don't think there were any girls allowed. So it was like no girls allowed. But no, I'm just kidding. There were women there, but it didn't have like the women's like I said, they're like, and Web3 in general, and I've complained about this before, Web3 in general needs a women's touch and like a voice of reason and like this like organizational like voice of reason, I would say. And NFT Nashville, we will pilot this year, 2024, in our event.
Joe says that, but he was booing Kit when she stood up and tried to talk at NFT Nashville last year. So
I don't remember that part, but
there was no Kit. Kit wasn't even there.
No, Kit was there.
Yeah, she was there. No, just Kit, saying.
Kit had like a funny. My wife afterwards, like my wife actually had a good time at NFT Nashville. I'm actually shocked that my wife had a good time, and because she hates all my monkey pictures, and she talked to Kit, and she said that you know what Kit told my wife? I wish Kit was here right now because this is the funniest thing ever. Kit told my wife that no one likes me. she told her that. And then my wife asked me about that, and I was like, yeah, it's like just like home. It's just like back home.
It's just like normal, honey. It's just
yeah, I'm like they don't understand me. That's all it is.
No, well, but hey. you're absolutely right. It's really funny. I'm actually at the condo right now. My wife and I came up here for our her birthday and our anniversary, our 11-year anniversary this weekend. And we're actually getting ready to go out to the town. And it was really funny. We just came back a little while ago from kind of like day drinking and walking the town, kind of like we were doing last time. And it was funny because we went up and down a couple of the streets that the posse was cruising on last year. And I was thinking about everybody. And I was actually wearing my NFT Nashville shirt today. And I was kind of laughing to myself. I was like, this is going to be happening again soon with everybody else. Like, I absolutely cannot wait to have people, back into Middle Tennessee. Oh, yes. And exploring the town, man. But I agree with you. I think Amanda's going to be a great benefit. I think she's going to absolutely help us crush it and bring a different, unique perspective that only, like you were saying, a woman can do. So that's going to be great, man.
Are you guys pushing the date back? I heard.
Yeah, I think we have to. I think it's going to just be better overall. I think we'll stick to the same month. Because we're trying to sync up with Bitcoin Nashville, and it was too quick. If
they're very disorganized too.
I had a hard listen. You guys have heard me. Like, I brought on so many Ordinals projects, and I DM Bitcoin and Stacks, and like even like Thorchain people. Bitcoin people seem to just like show up at things, and I feel like we needed to plan better, and I was like, you know what? If we can't guarantee that we'll be able to get a bunch of like Ordinals projects involved in our event and all that, I'd rather push it ahead. I personally, I don't think I'll be ready to like dive into July because it's like very soon. And November works out perfectly because we are Cosmos based. It comes on the heels of Cosmoverse. Eventually, I think if we lean into that a little more, I think it'll be better for us overall. And Bitcoin people will still be invited. It doesn't matter if it's July or November. Like the hardcore Bitcoin people, if they've been following all the developments, they got money to come to Nashville in November. I'm not worried about that. Right. So
It's cheaper for us too. Like, it's not cheaper for us, but for everybody to
keep. Oh, Tank had trouble down. Booking. You had trouble booking places, right? Like it was NFT. Bitcoin Nashville. Like they fucking book everything, man. Like. Holy
yeah,
shit.
It's a big that's a big conference in the middle.
These guys
of
don't play. They don't plan, but they don't play either.
Yeah. Anyways, Tank, I think if you guys keep it early November, the weather was nice at that time last year. So,
oh, you're telling me, man? No, Nashville. I might be doing some house hunting in Nashville in November. I'll put it that way.
You're so funny. I was just gonna say, but I didn't know if you wanted me to say that. I'm secretly like. DMing Joe all the time, like, dude, you gotta move to Nashville.
We already knew that though. Like, it's not new. The problem is, I'm trying to wait out my job a little bit, but I think Nashville wasn't as high on the list as it was until the last trip when my wife got to go for the first time, not pregnant, and she was just like, yeah, let's look on Zillow at Nashville. I'm like, listen, I don't want to live in Nashville. I'm good as long as I'm like an hour away from an airport. I'm good. I would like to live in the sticks a little bit, but the city of Nashville, if you've never visited, but you like to like do things during the day when you're on vacation, there's nothing better.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Well, hey, let's not get crazy. I want to hear from Maria. I want to hear what happened in New York.
Oh yeah, Maria attended everything, so Maria's going to do the directing today for sure.
All right, let's get on top. Let's get back on track here, guys.
Listen, can I just say something before Maria like gives us the scoop on NFT NYC? One of the first times I ever went on a space, it was Mayor who set me straight. It was like a Saturday night. I was out, and then I came home. I jumped on a space, and Mayor had to redirect me, like almost like a teacher to a student who was like ADHD. I still remember. I think Wolfman was on that space. Listen, Cosmos used to have some good. We used to have some good Saturday night late night spaces, and that was one of the ones I remember. That was pretty funny. But anyway,
we had some crazy spaces.
Hey, Mayor is a great. He's a master of emceeing, but you do throw me off sometimes because like you bring up the topic and then you go, okay, never mind, let's get on topic, and I'm like,
Listen, Maria's gonna give us the lowdown because Maria is like, I feel like her second home is New York City, but then we got to talk about like a couple of NFT mints and Cosmos that like we have to talk about. So let's go to NFT NYC, and then we'll talk about these bad parents. Then we'll talk about these weird like necklace monkeys that everyone's buying for like $4,000. But yeah, Maria, and then all right. I didn't see Conspiracy Culture. Conspiracy Culture is the only project that RSVP'd for today and actually showed up. So we're gonna give them the mic. And we'll have some fun today for the next like hour or so.
Hey guys, it's Whale Mom and Whale Dad. Happy Friday. We're good. We're glad to be here.
How's it going?
It's going well. I had to pop in really quick because I heard you talk about Nashville NFT, and we're really sad because we wanted to come in July. And we wouldn't be able to make it in November. And I would also like to say that Chattanooga is better than Nashville. I'm sorry to say, Tank. Chattanooga is like Nashville, but a little bit smaller and a lot prettier. Sorry, Tank.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with you. Chattanooga is very beautiful.
We're in Chattanooga. So we will be in Nashville this summer, though. So maybe we can still meet up.
Are you in Tennessee? You guys are in Tennessee?
So we're the educators. So right now we're teaching in Bogota, Colombia. But we'll be home for the summer in Chattanooga. And then in August, we're moving to Saudi Arabia. So we're hoping to go to NFT Dubai. Is that what it's called?
Cosmoverse
in Dubai. But we were banking on coming to Nashville in July, but it sounds like you guys are moving it to November, which is super sad.
I still might be there anyway, because I think I'm due for like a Nashville trip at least like twice a year now, but I have a friend who lives.
We could do a short meetup.
And I've driven through Chattanooga because I've driven to Nashville from Atlanta, and I feel like a New York City redneck because all my trips are like either to like West Virginia or like Florida or Nashville or Texas. I'm more redneck than Tank, I think, at this point. But I was joking with my wife. I said, only reason I wanted to go to Nashville because I want to like as a business expense, I want to buy cowboy boots. And that's like my goal. But I look at pictures of Dollywood all the time online, and Chattanooga is a nice, I just drove through it, but I know
that's what Gaines did when he was here. Did you see, he walked out with a bunch of hats and like cowboy hats and belt buckles and stuff, dude. I'm sure he was writing that off, dude.
I have a friend who lives in like an hour outside Nashville, like on a farm, and he's from New York City. He's from Queens. And, he's like a farm boy now. And, he just comes up with like hilarious, like country sayings, and I just want to like sit there with him on his porch and look at his horses and dogs running around like crazy and just like, you know, have my drinky drink on the porch and pretend I'm not a New Yorker for a little while.
Okay, like Mayor said, let's get back on topic.
All right, so
Maria's
gonna tell the story of NFT NYC. Maria's in charge. Ready, go.
Let's go. So first of all, Shane, NYC, like what the hell was that weather? I don't know if you were last year, but it was amazing, sunny, you could be wearing t-shirt, skirt, everything. This year, guys, full of raining all the time, horrible storm. Like, it was not funny at all. However, I have to say that kudos to horrendous. Like, seriously, I was literally a zombie walking. So you better met me last year, because this year I wasn't myself. But I have to say kudos to Stargaze artists. And why I'm saying this? Because last year, I'm 90% sure that the only artist exhibited from the Cosmos ecosystem was Women from Cosmos. And this year, we could see as well Aura exhibited during the main event, Pixel Wizard, Women from Cosmos as well. And it was really amazing. It was really nice to be able to, you know, catch up with friends also from different ecosystems and they being aware of Cosmos. And I talked about this before last year. I have to explain everything, you know, when I was saying, yes, I have work on Stargaze. They were giving me that look like, what are you talking about? This year, I will see more diversity, which is amazing. And then we have really great side event. We talk about Web3 Uncovered, which was on Wednesday after the Yacht party, however you want to call it, from Magic Eater.
Yacht party.
It doesn't sound natural, to be honest.
I believe it, but there's no one else in the audience that's from here, right? Yeah, no. Yacht. There's no way to spell. Was it like Y-A-T-T-T? That's the only word that has a triple letter. Maybe yacht. How do you spell it?
Yeah. No, Jano doesn't sound okay. Yeah.
I think it's yacht. I think it's Y-H-A-T-T-T. That's how you spell it.
I'm going to continue saying yacht party, okay? Because I feel like when I say it, I feel like posh. I don't know. But well, after that, as we said, we have Web3 Uncovered hosted by Amanda. As I mentioned, Yo was moderating the panel. It was also a charity event in the sense that a bunch of funds were raised to go directly to Ronald McDonald House of New York. Pretty proud, pretty happy to be part of that. After that, we have Stargaze event, Nolcha show. And I think I'm going to be the only one talking about it because, yo, you skipped that part. But
which
I have
part?
To say, of the Nolcha show event.
I didn't go.
Exactly. And I have to say, last year was 100% way better, like more.
That's because it was my birthday last year.
Probably that's because of that. I mean, I'm pretty sure. No doubts.
Everybody was just giving me drinks. I thought that party was for me, actually.
Well, so I arrived there. Sadly, as I arrived late, I didn't have the opportunity to see like Stargaze art being exhibited. I think they have it on a VIP area and it was impossible to enter. Obviously, following the tradition of last year, we spent all the night dancing in the dance floor with Trisby from Gelato. If you don't know, those guys work hard and party hard.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. I think Risby might be the only one that's a better dancer than me in all of Cosmos and Stargaze.
Shut the fuck up. I'm better than you, Joe, for sure.
I was just about to DM you and say, please don't interrupt with some off-topic nonsense. Oh my God, Sky Bruce. Anyway, Maria, continue.
To be honest, nothing else about if you want to ask me anything. It was great. A bunch of Ordinals project people. So you will have loved it, Joe. But related to art exhibited, from my side, like last year, you could see all the pieces exhibited on the walls. It was really impressive, like a real 360 immersive experience. This year, they have these screens on the ceiling, which first of all, you're not going to be looking up the ceiling. So I don't know which was the idea. They have a really great, like, you know, DJ and dance show. But I was missing that part, you know, of being able to see the art around. Dan, go ahead.
Well, I know I want to ask you, and everybody, but specifically you, because, you know, you've been there, you've actually been part of it and stuff like that. If there was like one or two really cool features that you know, you saw there, like you're explaining, like TVs on the ceilings and stuff like that, that you think no matter what, any event that's like anybody that's putting on events, they need to do this because it was like such a cool thing, an easy thing for people to do, what would that be?
Definitely having a projector, you know, like rather than having screens, maybe a projector on the walls, because at the end of the day, it's easy. You can, you know, change the pieces that you want to exhibit, and it's way better rather than in this case, they have like, you know, on the ceilings, these kind of small screens, you have to be, you know, looking up. They were only showing ordinals. I don't know if the Stargaze part is because I arrived late or because it was only exhibited on the VIP area of Stargaze, which then if you arrive late, you couldn't access. Like it was super crowded. I don't know if it was because Sunny was there. I have no idea. I couldn't enter. But I definitely would say projectors. It's easy, cheap, more than screens as well, and good music, obviously.
Awesome.
Yeah, we didn't have that at NFT Nashville. We had pulled pork. We had whiskey sours. What else? Oh, no, it's not whiskey sour. We had old fashioned. Yeah, you know what, Tank? I started buying New York whiskey. New York bourbons, because we actually have some like good like craft beers and ciders and like bourbons and vodkas and stuff here. And I gotta say, it's not that big of a difference. I'll bring you some, but it's like, I feel like the secret is out. Kind of like how like every bar is good at making wings now. Like,
Dude, I had some, literally this in during lunch, I had some Japanese whiskey and I was,
that's been the thing for a while.
Yeah. But anyway, we're definitely going to switch it up. But no, projectors, for sure, like Maria said, I think that's super smart. They're pretty cheap. I mean, you can get a pretty good projector and like you said, put them out. So, and then really like throw them up on the wall as big as you want to get, so long as the resolution doesn't, you know, get all wanky and stuff like that. But that's a good suggestion. We'll definitely try to have that going for NFT Nashville.
Well, Maria's happy because her resolution of her pieces is like 85,000 by 85,000. So I think we're good. we didn't let we gotta let conspiracy culture shill at some point. But we have to acknowledge there's been like a bunch of like monster mints on Stargaze. Like I'm looking now, it's like holy hell. I'm looking through the audience, I see Homestead.
Why?
Homestead's got his necklace gorilla down there, and holy hell, like wild, like last 2 weeks.
Well, what happened with the penguins one, the Boo penguins one? I saw that floor like skyrocketed.
Abu.
Yeah, good lord.
What
the hell?
Okay,
is that?
My question is, who was aware of that man? Because I came from New York. And I saw 100 mints going on, you know, like doing amazing. I was like, of course, for once I'm not minting. They're doing, you know, super great. So I put the chain on you, Joe, for not letting me know, to be honest.
I got to say, I was going to complain in the beginning of this space, but I'll complain now that we're in the middle. And what I notice is a lot of these projects, I have a legitimate complaint. They don't want to come on NFT Happy Hour unless they have trouble minting, but they don't understand that they'll welcome back even after they mint out just to like shoot the shit and like hang out. Like this is not going to pump the mint in any way, but this will like just keep the conversation going about the different projects. And I can't be in like a million Discords and Telegrams, and I probably don't follow all the accounts on Twitter. Is too many. So like if you're in a project, like just even if they minted like 6 months ago, who cares? Like just come on, remind us like what you're doing. You don't need a roadmap. You just come talk about your or you could talk about other projects. I think it'd be better actually if like artists came on and they have like a project on Stargaze. And then they just like start talking shit about projects on Solana or even like Omniflix or other Stargaze projects. Like, who cares? Like, just come talk about projects. That's it. But yeah, I missed out on a couple. But we're going to talk about like some of the ones that I did tap into. We'll talk about those.
Yo, I'm from a project I can talk about.
Like, here we go. All right, Bruce, go ahead.
I just got a little comment. So all of you are talking about minting stuff, right? And I'm just buying the NFTs that are going to be connected to the only protocol that's going to provide gaming on Osmosis. and that's going to provide randomness for the entire chain of Osmo, actually for any protocol. They can now, not now, but very soon, they can just buy into the Raccoon randomness and utilize it on their own. And I wonder what token you have to use to buy said randomness.
I did play around on a, I hope you're talking about Shark protocol and you haven't already been fired and you're talking about a different one, but Shark, right?
I'm talking about Raccoon on Osmo. But Shark is also going to be on Osmo very soon. Correct.
Okay. No, I did play around on Shark. And what I like about Shark is that I didn't realize what blockchain I was on. And I think that's a major step because you don't need to know what network you're on. Like, I don't give a crap. It would be like the equivalent of like being on the internet and like knowing like the IP address of where you're connecting. Like, nobody cares. Who freaking cares about that? If I go play on an app, I don't care what tokens are being transferred underneath the platform. I don't care what network I'm on. But yeah, Shark was pretty sweet. But I guess you got fired from Shark. Why don't you tell that story before you talk about raccoons?
So I am not fired from Shark. So I've signed a very, very smart contract.
And let's give some background. So Bruce never gets hired by any of these projects, but he buys so many of the NFTs and the tokens that he thinks he's part of the team. So I'm not lying, right? Bruce, be honest. You hack into like the Zoom calls of like the Shark and the Raccoon devs. But no, go ahead. Talk about Raccoon, which you have no involvement with other than you're over leveraged. God.
So I'm definitely over leveraged, that's for sure. Like, what at any given point, I'm not over leveraged, I'm very well invested. But at any point in my life in crypto, my bag has always consisted of 90 to 99% Raccoon products. That's just it.
So guys, if you ever don't know what to do in the next bear market, find a blockchain that nobody knows about, right? And then buy as many of the NFTs as you can and hope for the best. That's what Bruce did.
Yep, that's correct, man. And I got a job. No, but seriously, like, I am very, very deep in it. And I do wonder sometimes if I'm a genius or I'm a totally left curver.
You wonder.
I do wonder, but that's another sign of genius, right? Like, yeah. Am I a genius? Like, the stupid person will just say, I'm a genius. The smart person would question his own intelligence.
Anyone that's a dad knows the answer to that question, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a dad. I don't understand.
You might be, but anyway, keep going about raccoons. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we're going to launch. Like, I've been trying to look at the code. It's really hard to understand, but just to chat with Moll and just to hear his excitement about the stuff he's inventing right now, like, the dude should literally get a Nobel Prize for the way he's coding.
Right, so wait a minute. So you're looking at the code. Is like, could you imagine if you're a developer and like some guy who just buys all your stuff like begs you to look, like, I want to look at the code.
Oh, no. Okay, so here's how it went down.
Yeah, give some background on that, please.
I asked, you want the whole story?
Sure. I don't think everyone else does, but I want the whole story. No one else wants the whole story except for me.
So basically, I came into Osmo, staked my whole bag, everything went down, like, just... I literally bought the top, right? That's my style. I staked it all. Everything went down.
That's fair.
Right? And I stood there. I was like, how the fuck do I save this shit, man? And then all of a sudden, I just read the Raccoon white paper. I was like, oh my God, they're going to build a casino. And like, will this provide revenue for me in all, I can't even say the word, eternity? And then I just started trying to save my bag, right, my Osmo bag, and started to minting. And literally, I've made so much money on Rec so far. Like, I'm up. You have no idea how much I'm up. Many, 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 many zeros. Yeah, and then just start buying the stuff and hanging out in the Discord, helping out, like, got to talk with the team.
Bruce is like the guy who bought the bad kids when they were like, what, $100 at the beginning and just held on to all of them.
Yep. He kept buying them when they went down. Yeah. No, yeah. I could see how he's confused about being an idiot or a genius, actually.
Really? Like, you should, everybody should be fucking asking that question. Am I a genius or am I'm an idiot? And I'm talking about me, not you.
All right. So the moral of the story is what?
So the moral of the story is like, hang out, get to know your devs, right? Take care of your devs, make sure they're doing good, enrich their life, help them with anything you can, right? Oh, take care God. Of them, be the dad. Be the dad your devs never had, basically, right? No, so what, you guys just flying all over the place, and I just got home from work, man. It's like almost 1 o'clock here. Anyway, what I wanted to say, I didn't beg Mal to look at the code. He said it was genius. I sent him a PDF with a Trojan horse inside of it, so I created a backdoor so I could look at the code myself, right? And then I was amazed, and I bought 10 more raccoons, basically. So I'm holding like 53 now.
Could you imagine, like, you work at a restaurant, and then you have a customer who, like, always shows up at the restaurant, even when it's closed, the guy just shows up at the restaurant and just begs you to look at, like, all the recipes of everything on the menu? That's Bruce. And they just feel bad for him. They're like, oh, sure, here's the recipe for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, they just threw you a bone there.
Hey, guys, I gotta, you guys have a good afternoon.
No, good, man. Good.
I choked my coffee, man.
No, but listen, I played with Shark. Shark is good. Raccoon.bet is pretty cool, man. I had fun with that before I sold all my Juno for, I don't know, I sold it for like a bunch of used napkins. And, but yeah, Bruce, that's some good insight. I recommend anyone double check. You might have had a Shark airdrop if you're involved in Migaloo. I think you should check that out. Airdrops are hard to come by these days. You have to you gotta do like backflips off like a skyscraper and like land on fucking clouds to like get a airdrop now. And Shark made it easy. I actually got hit with airdrops on a couple of different wallets just for like being alive. And I think that's the way to go. So, but yeah, no. Bruce, that was good.
Yeah, go to sharkprotocol.bet/airdrop. Check your wallets, man. If you got an airdrop, you got like 35% up front. The last is vested over 90 days, so just get the unvesting started and play around. Sell the token, use the token, stake the token, do whatever you want, man. But stake the token, play on the platform, you might get rewarded even more.
There you go. You know, I put in like, you could bet on the price of Bitcoin, which is cool. Like, you could bet on different time intervals. Like, it's like 15 minutes, 1 hour, one day. If you're really bored, this will scratch that itch, I would say. And you could do microtransactions, which I think that's like the huge strength of crypto, is do microtransactions, and you'll win microtransactions in return. So there you go. But yeah, Bruce, Bruce actually reminded me of something. And while Maria was talking about NFT NYC, I was looking online at the blockchain rankings for NFT data, and Stargaze for the first time has cracked the top 10 in volume. And I look at 30-day volume. I'm sure they were higher for like 24 hours and 7 days, but Stargaze in the last 30 days has done $5+ million in volume, which is like enormous considering where Stargaze came from. And there's nothing else happening on the chain except NFTs. So I think that's pretty notable. I don't know what you think, Maria.
100%, to be honest. I think it's amazing to see how much like the platform itself has grown. And also, I think that we should give the mic to Conspiracy, because I'm seeing their hang up is hurting me big time. So please go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Go for it. Go. You don't have to raise your hand. You could tell Bruce shut up whenever you want.
The teacher in me, Bruce, man, it was good to hear from you. But I had my hand up first, and then you talked. But I'm glad you did, because you made us laugh. So
I'm legally blind on both my eyes. But thank you for pointing out my handicap to me. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I was actually asking Whale Dad. I said, can they see that my hand is up, or is it just Cosmos Joe that's ignoring my hand that's up?
No, I did not see it. I apologize.
No worries. I feel like I need a notepad. We have a lot to say. I don't know. People might not know us. You probably know Whale Dad. Whale Dad's been around for a while. And Whale Mom, I'm pretty new to the scene. I think if you would have asked me 3 months ago if I'd be sitting on NFT Happy Hour with the gin and tonic, genuinely having fun, I would have said, I don't know what you're talking about. But
genuinely having fun. Most people ask themselves that question, actually.
No, this is great. This is great. So Whale Dad, Whale Mom here. We are the, what do you call us? The lead conspirators of conspiracy culture. And we are minting. We will come and shoot the shit with you after we mint out. Cosmos Joe, we promise. We've been on spaces. And yeah, I do want to shill for Daniel. He's listening. He's Rojo with Red. Rojo with Love. He is a Bogotano artist, and we got to have coffee with him and Ara last Saturday. They're amazing. They're real artists. They're incredible people. Because of Homestead Plebs space, my very first space, I heard Ara talk about her collection. She was my first mint ever, and it was really cool to have coffee with him last week. So he just launched a collection today, and I know Ara has that open edition going on right now. So. Well, Dad and I are all about the people and community, and our mint is going slower than we thought, but we've picked up momentum. We're at 70%. A little bit about our project. I'm the artist. He's the dev. We're figuring things out as we go. He's asked me to do this for 2 years. You can check our Twitter handle. He started it 2 years ago, and he's been asking me for 2 years, and I keep saying no, and I finally said yes. So here we are, and I see why. I see how great this community is. I've really connected with a lot of people that I didn't think I'd connect with. So it's been great. I was really thoughtful in the collection. So it's hand-drawn traits, AI background. Some of them are collage. And then we have tinfoil layered on top of that. So it's like a mixed media collection. I think it's cool. I think the people who like it really dig it. We have a separate one-on-one collection coming soon. If you hold 10 or more, you're going to be whitelisted. And after we mint out, I'm going to release codes. So if you're into puzzles and conspiracies, there's secret codes hidden in our collection. I'll drop some alpha. I learned what alpha means. So Wingdings is the cipher. So if you know that, you'll be able to see. If you zoom in on different pieces, you'll be able to see secret codes hidden. And then every month, we're going to have a riddle or a puzzle to figure out. And that's going to be tied to a trait. And if you hold that trait, you're going to get we call them surprises with a Z. So anyway, thanks for having us. We're happy to be here, and we really appreciate the community and the time to share our space.
Yeah, I'm looking now. You guys did mint. You're 85% to mint, and I'll give two away right now. I'm gonna grab some right now. I don't know which ones I got. I'm just waiting for IBC.fun to cooperate. And yeah, you're 85%. That's pretty close. Usually like collections, they get above like 60%. It's like, it's going to mint out really quick. I do have to say, this is my only complaint about Stargaze. Let me just go make sure no one from Stargaze is in the audience. I'll just signal. But the only thing I don't like about Stargaze is the search function and like the launch pad. Like, they should remove projects that are already minted out and like bump up the ones that are fairly new that are still minting. And I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to fix that on my end, but one thing that might be hurting you guys is you're low on the list of like projects and the way that it just happens to be displayed on Stargaze. So that probably didn't help you guys, but I'm going to mint two right now. And I don't know, Maria, did you check out this project, Maria? I like conspiracy.
Yes, of course.
Stuff.
I mean,
I know, but Maria knows about these projects.
We have a Women in Cosmos or Women for Cosmos leather jacket in our collection, just for Maria.
Yes, saying I'm creating culture. Okay, guys.
Now, it might be confusing because we actually launched St. Patty's Day, which wasn't a great idea because people were probably drunk or hungover. But we burned half our collection about a week after because it wasn't moving. And we lowered the price. So again, we said we were figuring it out along the way. Our mantra is pivot for the people. And so now our collection is actually 2,222. We are close to 75%. We're 70%. At 75%, we're giving away a pixel squid. And then when we hit 100%, we're giving away...
Probably add some more things.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then talk about some of the things you did this week for airdrops.
Recently, Yeah, so recently I moved over. So I've been holding a wrecked bull for a while, but I also have a trippy wolf for the alpha channels. And so what I did was I moved the wreck bull over to the conspiracy culture wallet so that anything in the future that wrecked bulls are able to get an airdrop for, our NFT holders will be able to share in that. So whatever it is, we're going to share that with them. We also moved over enough to buy two of the mad scientist worth of lab. So we actually have 20 lab now, so that anything in the future.
Nice.
Yeah, we can actually start earning that that B whale as well. So we're going to have yield from that as well, that going into the project.
B Osmo. Got it. Yeah, B Osmo.
Oh, is it B Osmo? Okay. That was B whale. My bad.
Hey, we're going to get you guys minted out this weekend. I'm going to get the squids on this. And yeah, we're going to get this done.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it was always like the dream to do something like this and to have the stars or the money to move around and do these kind of cool DeFi things for the people that hold our NFTs. So that's kind of what I've always wanted to do with this.
And I spent the whole month of February, I was on incapacidad, which means recovery from a surgery, and probably spent 10 to 12 hours a day on the artwork for 30 days. So there's a lot of love and thought put into it. And we haven't taken a cut of all of it. So we really, truly want to like put back into other projects and communities. So thank you, Mayor. We appreciate your support. I know you've been in our space before. We've been doing a Tuesday space. We interviewed West in Peace last week. We're hoping to get Jacob Gadigan this week. And it's really a fun space to talk about conspiracies. So last week, West in Peace talked about Stargaze conspiracies. It was pretty hilarious. And then we've been in contact with Jacob Gadigan to talk about Cosmos conspiracies. So anyway, I'll stop talking because I'm rambling, but thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your support.
No problem. I just drew for, I minted two of these guys and Indigo, it's indigo.stars, Indigo Mafia. You won the first one and I'll draw for the other one in a couple minutes before we head on out of here. But Indigo, just DM, I know I've DM'd you before, but DM me your stars address if you don't mind.
And I just got one more thing. So one thing that you'll notice, if you look at our wallet, we hold actually quite a bit of the rares. So, I mean, we probably hold still probably 35 to 40 of the rares. And that was an intentional choice. So when we went to burn, the way that Stargaze does that is you actually have to mint them to a wallet first and then you can burn them. So what I did was I intentionally chose the rares to hold onto so that we can give those away. So all the rares that you see in conspiracy culture, those will be given away. And a lot of those have some of the secret phrases included or.
Yeah, we didn't want to burn the ones that actually get holders rewards.
Right. So that I wanted to speak about that, too. So it was an intentional choice. It looks like, you know, there's a large airdrop when we hold those. And I know what that looks like. And I was kind of worried about that as well as, you know, an NFT mentor myself. But I chose to do that so that we could give those away. And we've already given away like, what, 8? 9, something like that.
How do you give those away? People join your Discord or just.
Yeah, we did a Discord, the first ONFT. So I've also set us up on ONFT staking. And recently we actually got the number of votes that we need to earn gaze as well for staking. So holders of our NFTs and stakers will actually earn gaze as well moving forward.
Cool. No, yeah. Indigo Mafia, again, if you didn't hear me, just send me your stars address. You won one of these bad boys and I'll give out another one. No, it sounds like you guys have been like hustling over there. It's awesome. And if you're going to host your own spaces, I think there's a big void for individual projects to host spaces. During like the last cycle, a lot of people like really leaned into the Knots spaces. They had like really like a couple of popular collections. They gave away a lot of stuff. They had a lot of fun on their space. They were like just cool. And they were so good at hosting. And they've since like split up and like abandoned Stargaze. But I always think it's cool when projects host spaces. I think that's something that Stargaze kind of needs as like an NFT only marketplace. Like, that's like the way to get community. And I know Stargaze team, they do go to real life events and try to recruit artists who have never minted NFTs, who are have no knowledge of blockchain, and try to get them to mint collections and stuff. But to have individual projects like kind of doing that for the platform, I think everything that happens on the platform is good for the platform in general. And everything that's successful on the platform is good for the platform in general. And I think there's like a strength of Stargaze that kind of faded a little bit in the bear market. But if individual projects can host these spaces, especially if they have like a cool angle, like Crypto Dungeons was here before, they're like a big Web3 company. They have like a little niche collection of Stargaze. Like, these guys are hosting spaces, you guys are hosting spaces. Anybody that, and of course ONFT and Maria host their spaces. I think that's just like strong for the platform in general.
Oh yes. Also, 1 second, because I'm having dinner as well. Also, we're having now Friday spaces, like Stargaze art.
I saw spaces. Those. So Signal invites me mm-hmm. when I'm about to take a nap. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so that's also this opportunity, you know, to new artists. We discussed like different topics. Today was about like physical versus digital art. Always welcome to everyone to share as well. So I think it's great. I agree with what you said, like comparing, for example, Polygon marketplaces to Stargaze, they host like every day you can find a different space. And I think if we start, you know, continue hosting, obviously it will encourage as well, you know, for more people to discover the Stargaze.
I think every Cosmos chain except for Stargaze is kind of missing that opportunity, because I have to tell you, as like a YouTuber, all of the engagements on Twitter right now, I don't think I've made a YouTube video in like a month. Cause it's like, it's, there's just so much more out there on Twitter. Is, I never would have predicted this like 2 years ago, but like Twitter is the place for networking and building that following for Web3. So I think it's good that people are leaning into spaces. Cause you know, I know that I'm a boomer, but I think Twitter spaces like should be its own app. And I think that's the way of the future of like communicate, like decentralized communication. So I like to see individuals leaning into this to like build a following, but also it's good for the platforms where they mint on.
Oh yes, absolutely. And you get to know a lot of bunch of people. Like, I started hosting what, like Women from Cosmos and NFT Happy Hour, and now I'm more or less like hosting a space every day except for Mondays. So, you know, with different artists, different people from other ecosystems, I think that's great as well. Also, now we have the options to do spaces with video. I haven't tried, by the way, but I figured out to mention.
Oh, I was tempted to try it this time, but I don't know what that meant. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't do it, because I'm like, I literally just woke up from a nap like 5 minutes before this.
Well, considering I am the one hosting, I think I will be the one with the camera.
That's true. But
unless you want me to see me eating.
Maria thinks she's doing all the work, but I'm the one that made the space. Like, I went on the NFT Happy Hour Twitter.
For once.
It took me like, I don't know, it took like at least 3 minutes, and I made it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that. Great achievement, I have to say.
Do we have more shilling, and then I could tell like a sad story about sloths. I can tell you.
But I want to talk as well about love and math science. Come on, me,
love,
Joe.
Not love?
No. Today is not your day with me. Love. LAV. Okay, lab, L-A-B, yes. So I want to talk about that as well. But before, I'm seeing you, Aura.
Yes, let her come. Go ahead. Let her shill, let her chat. Let's do it.
Hey, can you hear me?
Of course.
Hey, I want to say hello. I am an artist from Stargaze, and say thank you for talking about my open edition, Whale Mom. It's my first time listening to you at NFT Happy Hour, this project. I saw some videos in YouTube before, and it's good. It's a good space to take a coffee while
No, nice to have you. But I know you're a Stargaze creator. You have something minting right now. Is that true? You have an open edition?
Can you repeat me? Maria, can you help me?
Sí, que si tienes alguna pieza ahora, minteando.
Yes, you can find in my profile, is Pinet right now. It's an all on canvas. Actually, I don't have a lot of sales right now, but maybe 3 days, 4 days more to mint. I can comment this space to with. I can comment this space with this tweet and share my open edition right now.
Of course, yeah, feel free. Feel free.
Yes, I pin it as well to the Jumbotron. So guys, Aura is having an open edition on Stargaze. It's really beautiful. I've been on the Jumbotron. As she said, it's an oil, you know, on canvas, you said? It's oil painting?
Yes, Maria.
Okay, great. And also, we have another one who is minting today on the launchpad. Daniel, how are you doing? We talked before if you want to chill about your collection. And of course, I have to give it the mic before, but you know.
I have trouble. I'm trying to give him the mic, but I'm having trouble. But I think it worked.
Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, I'm here. Sorry. I was delayed. I got like an issue, technical issue here. So I think I was delayed, but can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Yep. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. I was talking all day long, like about the very first collection that I launched today. I mean, it's like a huge excitement, you know, because this path has been exciting. I have learned so many things in these 2 months in which I just started to create my first collection. I launched it on Stargaze as well. The name of this project is Saturated City. And let me pin it here in our conversation. Maybe you can see the you can see what the project that I how can I like to pin this the post on this conversation. Sorry guys.
No worries. I pin it already in the Jumbotron.
Oh, thank you, Maria. You are an angel. Thank you. You are the best. So this project has been launched today, and until now, I just got the two first mints. So I'm very excited. So go ahead if you want to ask anything about the project, about me as an artist. I'm here. I'm glad to share with you all in these spaces. So yeah, I'm really honored to be here.
I just want to say that I love having like fresh blood here, new artists coming to the marketplace, right? I love
that's
it.
That's awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Okay, so I don't know if you have any question for Daniel, Joe. As I said, I think it's really great and I'm really excited for you. Like I was telling in the previous space, like you remind me to myself at the beginning, like so excited, so happy. Again, welcome to Stargaze. Joe, if you don't have any question, you can share your sad story.
Oh, you want to hear my sad sloth story. Okay. And Daniel, feel free to, and everybody else, feel free to put your links in the comments or up in the nest. But so I minted two of those sloths. Did you mint any, Maria?
No, actually, it was your work to let me know that they were minting, and you didn't do it. So,
all right. So, first of all, I think it's a lie about sloths that you had to like have Tia and all that. My two wallets that were able to mint, they had no Tia tokens, no staking derivatives. So I minted two. And I'm like, okay, these are cool. They're ugly, but, you know, whatever. Usually when NFTs are really ugly, they do really well on Stargaze. That's just what I think. That's my like, if you have like beautiful art, you have a really hard time minting it, you know, minting your collection. But if you have ugly animal stuff.
Now I understand.
Yeah, no, it's true. And if I look at your collection and I don't like it, it will mint out in like 5 minutes. So I minted the two. It was like 17% minted. I minted the two. And then like a couple hours later, I saw it was sold out. I said, wow, that was pretty quick. I guess they were cheap. And now Stargaze, people are willing to mint for higher amounts on Stargaze. That's really cool because I don't like the really cheap NFTs because I feel like it doesn't like sustain the team enough for like doing more stuff. So anyway, the next day I look, I see, oh, look, these NFTs are $300. I'm like, when was the last time I bought an NFT and I was able to sell it for like 30x price? So I did sell one, right? And then, you know, I checked back then like a little later and it was like $600. And I'm crying. So I was with my mom and I showed her a picture of the other one that I didn't sell. And I said, look at this shit. I'm like, look at this ugly shit, these necklace monkeys. And I said, guess how much this is? And she said, what is it? I said, it's just a picture of a monkey with no neck. And she said, I like it. And then I knew, I said, don't sell the other one at all. Like, don't sell it, because if my mom likes it, like, it must be like 10,000 floor price, because my mom doesn't know anything about NFTs at all. So she said, so what is an NFT? And I tried to explain it to her, but obviously, like, you know, I don't know how to explain it at all. So just the fact that she said, oh, I like that, I knew that it would be popular. And now what's the floor price? Like 3,000 something. If my mom didn't tell me she liked it, I would have probably sold it for 600. So I would have been crying for both of them, but just one. I only punted one.
So you have the courage to come here and say you're going to share a set story, yeah, about how you made profit when some of us didn't even mint.
Right. But like, let's say you're an inexperienced investor. You wouldn't say that you made profit. You would say you lost because you didn't hold it until the top. So I would say, yes, I made 30x, but I lost $3,000 by selling it. I would say I'm down 3,000 because I didn't wait till the top.
I'd like to say, like, I feel like I've arrived, because I've gone from, you did what? You bought what kind of picture? To
that's me. That's what I say.
Yeah. To you didn't mint one of these.
Oh, that's good. That's a big difference. That's like a bull market indicator.
Almost daily he hears, why the hell did you sell our bad kids?
Oh yeah, that I accept that story though. I sold my bad kid for like $500, but, and like someone gave me one, and then I'm like, you know what, I'll sell my bad kid, I'll have money to do giveaways and all that. I should have just gave away a damn bad kid.
Well, I have to say that I didn't mint any, but I gave away one to one of my community members, and she has been getting a bunch of airdrop, and I love her so much that I'm happy for her. So, you know, at least I can celebrate. Is well, for you, is, I don't even know how you call her, like, is STC?
Oh yeah, she's like,
so obviously, you know that
I would consider her to be like a she's not a Stargaze employee, but like I would consider her like Stargaze. She's not even like a supporter, she's part of Stargaze to me.
She is definitely the most supported collector in any.
Did you see her? Did you see her this NFT NYC or no?
Of course, I wasn't living in New York without meeting her.
That's awesome. And I call her my neighbor because she lives like 10 minutes away from my house. So I didn't know her, but then Maria, obviously she brings the audience to NFT NYC. So we went to this like party that I thought it was my birthday party, but apparently it was like NFT party. And I met Stacy and I was like, oh, and she told me where she lived. I said, oh, you're my neighbor. So I call her my neighbor.
Yes, she's the coolest. But by the way, I'm seeing Babu here, and I'm gonna blame you as well for not letting me know that you guys were minting.
We gotta end on these ugly penguins, because obviously, like I said,
what ugly, they're so fun, yo.
Okay, you know what? I could draw that, but that doesn't mean I could sell it, you know. So like, they're ugly. Let's be honest.
I love them. I don't know. I think they're pretty fun. I'm really sorry that I didn't mint again. Shame on you guys.
Ah, No, I start unfollowing people on Twitter. If I miss alpha, I start blaming my Twitter followers for, I mean, my Twitter, but my Twitter follows, because they're not tweeting about it. Like when Asteroid Protocol went live and I missed it, I unfollowed like 200 people. I said, you know what? These people don't tweet about important shit. I missed this alpha because of them. And then I'm going to do the same thing for Babu, same thing for everything that I missed.
So, evening. Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Hey, what's up?
all good, man. Yeah.
Must be friends with Tenderman Timmy, because Tenderman Timmy doesn't like NFTs and he's following you. So there must be some connection there. You got to spill the beans on that.
Bro, you're probably forgetting me. I'm the guy who, I'm glad Maria likes the Babus. By the way, I'm not the creator of Babus. Maria did kick me out of her Discord because I was fudding them guys for.
Wait, who is this?
It's me.
Oh my God, man. I just talked about you today to Bruce. I was DMing, Bruce was here, and I just DM'd him. I'm going to copy you exactly what I sent to Bruce, not even like 30 or 40 minutes ago. V, we thought you were dead, man. We sent flowers to your house.
Oh, thanks, man. No, I was taking a nice break, and I think a few months ago, so I noticed that the whole market is pumping. I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I got some time off from work. And then a few days ago, I was just looking at these bubbles, and I was like, I minted them for 69 stars. What the hell's going on with them? And I saw them, and I was like, you know what? Let's go shell them. And it's freaking 1 million stars volume in like 4 days. No, but most importantly, what I wanted to tell you need to go show a Babu Pengu to your mom and ask her, what do you think of this?
I already know she's not going to like them. I could tell by how they... I will show her. I'll see her tomorrow, but I'll just say, all right, mom, you were right about the ugly whatever. I call them necklace monkeys. The sloths, but these are worse, man. This looks like someone tried to trace one of those sloths. It looks the same body shape as a sloth. Like, it's the same shit.
Not at all. Are you blind?
I must be, but like the PFP that V has right now, that's the NFT collection.
Yeah, you know,
if I saw these minting, I would have minted them, because I already know ugly NFTs, they do multiples on Stargaze. And I know that I don't know anything about Stargaze NFTs. If they're ugly, I try to get them because I know they're going to be good. If I like them, I know they're shit.
Yeah. Hope you don't mind my work, because I'm kicking out you from this space. I'm going to try a different style then. But you know what? You have to tell your mom. You have to say, look at this. What do you think about it? I'm going to send it to my friend who co-hosts with me spaces, and then I can be happy, because really bad guys. So I spent 1 week away, and then you're minting a bunch of collection. No one tell me anything. I even have liquidity to buy, which is rare. I don't usually have anything on my wallet. Come on, guys. And we have goose here.
All right, I'm looking at them now. Maybe it's just the one that V has as the PFP. They're not bad, but they're weird penguins. It's like the third penguin. Stargaze is the only platform that's had multiple penguin collections, I feel like.
That's true.
Bro, you know why these guys minted? These guys minted after they saw the plucky penguins minting for like 50 USK.
Yeah.
And it was all AI. And these guys said, you know what, we can't have
AI is so much better than these. I do AI art,
Joe,
when I'm bored at work.
Bro, yeah, you are not the people. You are not the culture.
That's true. No, I agree.
Your PFP is a meme. Your PFP is a good meme. But Joe, you should show your mom.
I'm going to show my mom, and then I'm gonna probably have to get, like, deploy some capital here when my mom says, like, oh, these are cute. Oh, how many did you? I would have bought 10. Then I know that I should have bought 20. But I remember I remember, I will never forget this as long as I live. I remember Maria on a space. V was on the space. I think Gus was on the space too. I see Gus in the audience. And I remember it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, my time. And it was when I first had my kid and I was awake like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember V, I believe he said Maria's collection was a slow rug. I will never forget how hard I laughed at 3 o'clock in the morning in my kitchen in the pitch black when Maria just gave it to him. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And it was just Maria and V, you guys must have made up since then, but
oh my God, now I know who you are.
Yes, you know who that's Wrecked V. Wrecked V thinks he could disappear for 2 years and come back when the minting is good on Stargaze. But I still laugh. That was one of the funniest things that ever happened on Twitter Spaces. I'm so happy I was alive for that.
Bro, did you have to tell it? Did you have to?
Come on, man. You got to take credit for that. You got to take credit for that. That was one of the funniest things.
You know,
I have to say, I'm always really friendly on Spaces, but don't bring me, you know,
no,
shit.
That was the first time I heard you.
Definitely, I'm not taking bullshit from anyone. But yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't want to ruin this space. I don't want to ruin this space. This is a great space, but I have to jump off. Obviously, you guys are free to continue without me. I'll do my market research and show pictures of penguins to my mom and see what she thinks about it. And I'll let you know, V, if my mom approves this. But I'm gonna say that I could draw better than this in like first grade. But I hope you guys
Joe,
have a wonderful
Joe, 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 before you
yes.
go.
Yeah, sure.
I've had a stroke of brilliance. Oh, I'm on my second gin and tonic. And I think we should start a hashtag show Joe's mom.
Oh God.
And I think we should hashtag things that we want Joe to show his mom.
That might be the only way I see stuff on my horrendous Twitter feed of like just garbage on my Twitter feed. All right. So I'll show my mom tomorrow. I'm like, listen, you were right about the penguins.
Joe. Sorry.
I mean, not the penguins,
I did
the sloth.
Not hear what Maya said.
What's that?
Joe. This is how I get Joe's attention. Joe, I'm on my second gin and tonic. Joe, this is how I get your attention before you leave. Sorry.
I drank some white Russians and then I ran out and then I popped the black Sambuca. The black Sambuca made an appearance today.
Listen, Bruce, man, you didn't put your hand up.
No, I put my hand up for a long time and nobody noticed. I just want to say hello to V. Sorry to cut everyone off. Hello, everyone. And hi, Maria. Hello. V, it's been a long time since last time was a couple of years ago. We DM'd each other and you said to me, Gus, I'm using this thing called ChatGPT. I think it was in his third edition. You really got to check this out. You kept pushing me to check it out. And now I've degened into all these AI projects. And I just want to thank you for that. And it's good to see you back. That's all I want to say, guys. That's it. Joe, head to the Packy and get yourself some like more Sambuca or whatever.
Well, let's going to create the movement. Like show Joe's mom hashtag. I approve it. Yes. Evie. Yes, I remember you. Yeah. Well, we're good now. We're good now. You can even, however, you can send me one of these bubble, you know, yes, for the shame you have to put me. But apart from that, guys, I think we're going to wrap it up. Hope you have a great time with us. Hope you've been enjoying your drinks. See you next week, same time, every Friday. Have an amazing weekend, guys. Much love. And remember always to tell me what I need to mean, please, and thank you.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in Taoism where It's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, huh? Less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you, you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror spaces.